بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Imam Bukhari رحمة الله عليه began his kitab Sahih Bukhari with the hadith إنما الأعمال بالنيات narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said that the outcome of the deed, the result of the deed, the reward for the deed is based on its intention. We all know this hadith, and this is also supported by another hadith which is called the hadith of the Thalas, the hadith of the three, where Rasulullah ﷺ is reported to have said that on the day of judgment, three people will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is talking about three Muslims. He said the first of them will be an alim, will be a scholar. And when he is presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will ask him, what did you do? And he will say, Ya Allah, I learnt your kitab and I learnt the ulum of Islam for the purpose of spreading them in the world. And I did that all my life. And I spread this deen all over the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you have lied. You learned the kitab of Allah and you learned the deen of Islam and you did all of this for name and fame which you received. Here there is nothing for you. And he will be the first person to be thrown into Jahannam. May Allah protect us. The first one to go into Jahannam. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the second one will be a philanthropist, somebody who was a generous person, who was a very sakhi person, and he will be asked, what did you do? And he will narrate all the projects of charity that he undertook, and he will say, I did this, I did this, I did this, I spent money in this place and that place and that place to benefit these people and that people for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it would be said to him, you lied. You did all of this so that you would be known to be a philanthropic person, so that you would be known to be a sakhi person, a generous person, a charitable person. And this happened. What you wanted, you received. Here there is nothing for you. And he will be thrown into the hellfire. The third person to be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be somebody, when he is asked, what did you do? He will say, Allah, I fought in your path and I gave my life in your path. I was shaheed fi sabilillah. It will be said to him, you lied, you fought for yourself and you fought so that you will be known as a brave person, and this was done, this happened. Here there is nothing for you, and this person who in the eyes of the world died as shaheed fi sabilillah will be thrown into the hellfire. This is called the hadith of the Thalas. I was listening to one of my favorite scholars yesterday, Sheikh Mutawalli al-Sharawi rahmatullah alayhi, who passed away in 1998, the great scholar from Misr, from Cairo. He was talking about the issue of niyyah, and he quoted a saying of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who said, somebody asked Sayyidina Ali, how can I know if I am a man of the dunya or a man of the akhirah? Meaning, how do I know whether I seek the dunya at the expense of akhirah or I seek akhirah at the expense of dunya? So which one? Where am I? My orientation, how do I check? So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, it's very simple. If two people come to your house, one comes to give you something and one comes to take something, with which one are you happier? Now by this is meant, somebody comes to give you something, meaning someone comes with a gift and something comes to you for this dunya. And to take something means somebody who comes, somebody who is potentially the recipient of charity, somebody who is a needy person, who you need to give something. He said these are two situations. One is someone who comes to give you something and one who comes to take something. With which of these are you happier? He said, if you are happier with the one who came to give you something, then you are a person of dunya. And if you are happier with the one who came to take something, then you are a person of the akhirah. This is Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu's explanation of that, which Shaykh Sha'arawi rahmatullah alayh explained yesterday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor and give him the reward for Sadqatul Jariyah, inshallah. And then he said that what will be the state of those who did things in this world to please the people for name, for fame, for money and so on. What will be their state when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because there they will go and they will find that there is nothing for them, because it will be said to them, whatever you wanted, you got. So here there is nothing for you. The dalil of this from the Quran is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا بِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you cannot reach the state of al-birr, you cannot reach the state of goodness, the state of piety, until you spend in the path of Allah that which you love the most. Not that which you can spare, or that which you is surplus, or that which you have kept. Like most people, it's a good thing. I'm not against this, but just to differentiate, many of us, we give away old clothes and so on and so forth, things which are really of not much use to us. Again, as I said, there's nothing wrong in that. If you are giving it, alhamdulillah, please give it. But please understand, there is a difference between that and spending in the path of Allah that which you love the most. There's a huge difference between the two things. One is something which is what you can spare, which is surplus for you, you don't really care about that. The other one, you love, you care about it, you don't want to lose it, yet you are giving in the path of Allah. Now, giving in the path of Allah or spending in the path of Allah is not restricted to material things. Please don't think this means only money. No. For some people, sleep is the dearest thing. Now, when you get up and stand in the night in tahajjud, or you get up and come to Salatul Fajr in the masjid, you are giving up that which you love the most in the path of Allah. Inshallah, this is the means of Jannah for you. It's only sleep. But for you, this sleep is so dear. This sleep, especially at that time of the night or morning, that sleep is so nice. You say, no, I have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must go to the masjid. You will go. Inshallah, this, even though nobody can see it, it doesn't matter. Allah is seeing. Similarly, for some people, it is time. It is not money, but it's time. You go to them for money, they'll give you. They'll give you generously, because that money has no value for them. For them to give, amounts which look big to other people, for those people it doesn't mean anything, because for them they have enough and more, so they can give you. But time, you ask them, can you give me 1 hour of your time? No, time I don't have. Can you come with me for one day? No, I can't. Time I don't have. Money you want, take money. So spending in the path of Allah means that which is dearest to you. We have to ask ourselves this question: what is dearest to me? See the advice of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu. He's talking about becoming ruju towards your heart, turning towards your heart to see which makes you more happy. Something which you give or something which you take. What makes you more happy? Now for this, your heart has to be alive. The heart has to be in a state where you can actually ask these questions to the heart. Really think about this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do tazkiyatun nafs and clean our hearts, because our hearts have become dead. This is the problem. There is a meter. Sayyidina Ali said there is a meter inside you. They asked him, what is this meter? He said, your heart. Your heart is the meter. But if the meter is broken, then it can't do anything. A meter by itself, a broken meter can't help you. The meter has to have something in it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that kind of a meter. Final thing which he said, which is not directly related to this, but it is also related. It's a beautiful story which I want to narrate. Sheikh Sha'arawi said that he had gone in to America, to San Francisco, and he was in a delegation, and that delegation also had the Minister of Information from Egypt, and it had some other minister from Saudi Arabia and so on. So they had gone. He said, we went to this hotel. San Francisco is a very hilly city. So he said, we went to this hotel which was on top of a hill. It's a very beautiful location, very luxurious hotel. And he said, when we entered there, these ministers and all these big people who were there, he said, they were dazzled by the kind of reception they got. He said, fantastic reception. They were very, very beautiful, amazing reception which they got. He said, they were so dazzled, you know, they were looking at each other. And he said, I was laughing. He said, I was laughing. So it became so peculiar. People are looking at this and saying, Wallah, Subhanallah, look at this. And here is this man, you know, this alim, he is laughing. So they turned to him and said, why are you laughing? He said, I'm laughing because this is what a man did for another man. This whole reception was done by whom? By the hotel people. For whom? For you. So he said, this is something which a man did for another man. He said, what will it be when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it for us? He said, imagine that day. Now we're talking about niyya, doing things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah called it nuzul. He said, this is the welcome that you will get. Imagine, he said, this is what a man did for another man. Bashar lil bashar. He said, what about the creator of the bashar? What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he welcomes you into Jannah? What will happen? How will that be? So he said, I'm laughing with the joy of this. Wallah. So make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should welcome him, Shaykh Sharawi, in this way and more than what he imagined, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this as the focus of our actions. So that we try to do our actions hidden from everyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We protect our niyyah, we ask Allah to protect our niyyah so that there is ikhlas in the niyyah. That the ikhlas means the khulus of the niyyah is to do it only and only for Allah and nobody else. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all forms of riya and all forms of showing off and all forms of presenting to the world and seeking and looking to the world for its approval and be concerned only and only with the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla jalaluhu. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.